Unit 2. Students' Book. F. Extra Reading. Page 88.
Titanic. The ship that couldn't sink. One night in April 1912, the Titanic, a huge ocean liner, was crossing the Atlantic. The ship was carrying 2,300 passengers and was on its first voyage from Southampton to New York. It was 11:40 p.m. on the 14th of April 1912, and the sea was calm. The ship was going very fast, which was dangerous because there were icebergs around. Suddenly, the lookout man saw an enormous iceberg ahead. Immediately, the ship turned, but not soon enough. The passengers were all having a good time when the Titanic struck the iceberg. At first, the captain didn't worry because the ship was unsinkable. Then the ship began to sink, and the passengers tried to escape, but there were not enough lifeboats. Another ship was passing nearby. The Titanic fired rockets into the air in order to get the other ship's help. For some reason, the ship didn't even stop. The telegraph operator sent out an SOS signal. Six ships began to race towards the Titanic. At 2 a.m., the Titanic went down. One by one, the last passengers jumped into the sea. The water was so icy that nobody could survive for more than a few minutes. The sea was full of bodies. Next morning, a rescue boat picked up 705 survivors from the lifeboats. Most of them were first and second class passengers. All their children survived. Of the children who travelled third class, only a third survived. It was one of the greatest sea disasters of all time.
When Vesuvius erupted. Pompeii was a town near Naples in Italy. The people of Pompeii thought that Mount Vesuvius was a dead volcano. But suddenly, early in the morning of the 24th of August, AD 79, Vesuvius erupted. Mud, lava and ash soon covered the city of Pompeii and many villages in the countryside around the city. Thousands of people died. There was a terrible noise and the ground shook and it became very dark. When the volcano erupted, many people were sleeping. Some were eating and drinking, and some were cooking. The lava soon covered the whole city and quickly became very hard. It covered the houses, the people, and all their possessions. Hundreds of years later, in the 18th century, archaeologists uncovered the city and found people and things as they were on the morning of the disaster. This is how we know what people were doing on that day. From Pompeii, we also know a lot about the daily life of the Romans.
Challenger. It was 11:38 a.m. on January the 28th, 1986. Challenger was ready for launch. Everything was going fine. The seven astronauts were sitting in the shuttle, waiting to go into space. 3, 2, 1, 0. Challenger lifted off, and climbed into the sky. Millions of people were watching the launch on TV. Millions more were listening to the commentary on the radio. Inside the NASA control room in Houston, the launch team were checking the flight. Inside Challenger, Mike Smith was piloting the shuttle, and the others were checking the instruments. Suddenly, 73 seconds after launch and 8 miles above the Atlantic, it all came to an end. The shuttle exploded. 2 minutes 45 seconds later, the cabin with the astronauts inside, some still alive, crashed into the sea. There were no survivors.